This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India has confirmed more than 4,200 COVID-19 deaths in a 24-hour period, setting another daily record as it battles a ferocious surge in infections. According to the health ministry, the country's coronavirus total infections are more than 23 million. The figures are considered vast undercounts due to insufficient testing and records, among other factors. Tuesday, authorities warned nearly 90% of districts in the country are seeing a high positivity rate, sparking fears the coronavirus is spreading to India's rural areas faster than during a surge last year. A potentially worrisome variant of the coronavirus detected in India may spread more easily, but the country is behind in doing the testing needed to track the variant and understand it better. The revelation comes after the World Health Organization designated the Indian version a, quote, variant of concern, end quote, alongside those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it was reviewing a proposal by an unidentified vaccine manufacturer in Vietnam to become an mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine technology hub in the Southeast Asian country. mRNA vaccines, like that developed jointly by BioNTech and Pfizer, prompt the human body to make a protein that is part of the virus, triggering an immune response. A WHO representative said the proposal was being reviewed by the organization, which expects Vietnam to also apply for, quote, large-scale manufacturing, end quote, of an mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccine. From Washington, this is VOA News. Rockets streamed out of Gaza and Israel pounded the territory with airstrikes, the most severe outbreak of violence since the 2014 war took on many hallmarks of that devastating 50-day conflict with no endgame in sight. Gaza's Hamas rulers and other militant groups have fired barrages of hundreds of rockets that at times have overwhelmed Israel's missile defense, causing air raid sirens and explosions to echo across Tel Aviv, Israel's biggest metropolitan area, and other cities. Germany Wednesday said Israel had a, quote, right to self-defense, end quote, against deadly rocket fire by Palestinian militants, as Germany's Jewish community asked for stepped-up protection in light of the tensions. Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesperson said her government, quote, condemns these incessant rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip against Israeli cities in the strongest terms, end quote, adding they couldn't be justified. Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney is all but certain to be stripped of her Republican leadership in U.S. Congress today, and she's not going quietly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Republicans are poised to oust Cheney because of her clashes with Donald Trump. She's repeatedly rejected his false claims that he lost the election because of fraud. Last night on the House floor,
we must speak the truth. Our election was not stolen.
Cheney called Trump a threat America has never seen before.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Top Republicans say their issue is not Cheney speaking her mind, but that as a leader, she should focus on messages that'll help the party regain House control. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6th Capitol riots plans to tell Congress Wednesday he was concerned sending troops to the Capitol would fan fears of a military coup. In defending his response to the attack, Christopher Miller adds he feared an aggressive military response could cause a repeat of the deadly 1970 Kent State shootings in Ohio. This comes from a copy of his prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press. The United States' track and field team has canceled its pre-Olympics training camp in Japan out of concern for safety amid the COVID-19 pandemic, local authorities announced Wednesday. This raises more questions about the holding of the games. The team was set to train in Chiba, the prefecture neighboring Tokyo, leading up to the summer games. There was no immediate comment from USA Track and Field. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.